Kinanat, Smasrosa Tinim, we also learned about this. We learned, the Tanya learned like this. Ha'or, the skin of an animal, the Hashilia, the placenta, a metamat tumas eichlin. It says clearly, that's not makamat tumas eichlin, it's not called an eichel, the skin itself. But what's going to be, or shasholku, let's say I took the skin and cooked it up a lot, the Hashilia roast, the placenta, shechisha v'leho, that you have in mind to eat it, then the locker is metamat tumas eichlin. It is makabu tumas eichlin. You see, clearly, if you cook up the skin a lot, you make it soft and it's edible, it has a shem eichel on it. Screw the or the chamor, it'll be the same thing also. If you cook it up a lot and became soft, the chamor would be makabu tumah. It has a shem eichel on it already. Yeah, tumas nevelis. If you have a shiloh, does it have tumas nevelis on it? So also, Namitinian, we also learned about this. It says, in the pasuk says, binevelosa, that has tumas, so it dash from loy b'or. What has tumas nevela when an animal dies? Only the meat of the animal, but not its skin, and not its bones, and not its veins, and not its horns, and not its hooves. So what's your shaila? So clearly it's not makabu tuma. It doesn't have tumas eichel on the skin. Here the shaila was, if you made the skin into tzikei kedera, Rashi says it means Bishtum Habi cooked up the skin a lot in tavlin with other spices. So you made it like a dish that you could eat it. Elishosam tzikei kedera. Lerlam tumas eichlin. Vishani. And this is Elishosam tzikei kedera. Rashi is one moment for Lenitzko. He's going on. What's the Chiddush is said? It's not Metamot Tumas Nevelos Chorib Shita. Says Chiddush, even though you cooked it up with spices and you made it edible, still it's not Makabu Tumas Nevelos. So I call upon him, what's your Shaila here? We learn clearly. For Tumas Nevelos doesn't have. And Tumas Oichlima does have. So what's your Shaila? So my answer is, We are long with Tumas Oichlima. Our Shaila was, if you cook up the skin of a donkey, he's a Makabu Tumas Oichlima or not. And Vishani or Chamor Demois could be different. There, the price before is talking about a regular behemoth. There, if you cook up the skin and make it edible, soft, it is Makabu Tumas Eichlin. But the other shell, maybe a donkey skin, since Lamais it's me, it's just disgusting. So even when you cook it up, maybe still it's not called an Eichel. Maybe still it's not Makabu Tumas Eichlin. That was a Shiloh. So that he wasn't poshut. Yeah. Then it says what? Shulya Shiyotz, the Mishnah says Shiyotz Mikhtasa. If part of the shuya, part of the placenta comes out of the behema, and then it goes back in again, the shechita doesn't help on it. Omer Reb Loza, it was like this. Leshon, when did we learn? Elesheni mo vlad. If there's no vlad with it. Rashi says, Leshon of the Yasur biachilo, temashma filu yeshim mo vlad bifnim. Remember Rashi before. Elesheni mo vlad biyesim shibifnim. There's no baby inside. That's what we say the shuya is also. Aviyeshim of vlad, let's say there's a vlad inside the stomach, then in cheshim of vlad acha, the kid is inside, and now stumble mixes the shuli came out, so we're not afraid there's another kid, another fetus inside the placenta. So otherwise, all that came out was a mixes of placenta. That's nothing. If it goes back in again, it could become muta bachila. Rashi aviyeshim of vlad v'royin anu roishav rubif nemisim most of it inside. And in Cheshin Shem Oid, there was another kid inside the placenta. That we're not afraid about. We know it didn't come out. All that came out was just the placenta, that's all. And the kid, we know, was still inside. So Shalosh would be afraid, maybe there's another placenta, another baby, another fetus inside the placenta. That we're not afraid about. But to say, no, the kid came out, that you see, like we know it came out, only the placenta came out. So that's what the Blazer says. L'shonu el'sheinim of, there's no other vlad there. Only what's in the placenta. Then we have to be afraid that it came out. But the vlad is inside the stomach still. Then in cheshen vlad acha. Rabbi Yechon says, no, Rabbi Yechon nomar, bein enim of vlad, bein yeshim of vlad, cheshen vlad acha. No, even though we see another fetus inside the stomach, but still you have to be afraid it was the second fetus inside the placenta. And when the placenta came out, maybe the head came out, and therefore what's in the placenta is also. So Moses says, and it's not that way. V'omer Reb Yirmiyah l'chumro omer Reb Leza. The Reb Leza here was machmir. Rashi dobezeh shoyi machmir Reb Yechon. he says he was more machmer than Rabbi Yochanan. And we're saying right now it's not true. Rabbi Elazar is the one who's being mekel and saying there's a baby inside, then we're not afraid to show you his mutter. So it doesn't come out good what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So it's rather Ella, rather Iyit Mahaki, this is the way he's supposed to learn it. That Omer Rabbi Elazar said like this, Omer Rabbi Elazar, that the placenta is not tied up with the vlad. Rashi says, Loishonu the Asura Biachilo, the Mashma Filu Yeshima, even though there's a baby inside. When is that? Elishenik Shurboy. Thus, the Mikla Maim, the Zeshavifnim, Hoysa Shoyacheris. If they're not tied together, then the baby inside was one, and it could be the Shoyah has another baby inside it, so then Takatosa. Abuk Shurbe Vlad, and Cheshin of Vlad Acham. Let's say the placenta that comes out now is still wrapped around the baby inside, then we're not afraid of another kid inside the placenta. So then we say, when the placenta only came out and not the kid, then it's mutter. That's Rabbi Elazar's halacha. But enechnami, if it's not tied around to the kid, then you have to be afraid lechumra to say that maybe there's another fetus inside the placenta, and the fetus is still also. On this, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Onu ein lo nuvela shilya b'loy vlad. We only have in the case where the shui came out without a vlad. Avol yesh imo vlad. But let's say there is a vlad in the stomach. Besides this shilya, Rabbi Yochanan goes to Kula and says, Bein k'shura b'vlad, bein ein k'shura b'vlad, ein chushin l'vlad acher. Whether this placenta is tied up to the first vlad, or whether it's not tied up, so what? Still, we're not afraid to say there's another fetus inside this placenta, and therefore this time will be mutter. So this pshat is good. Rabbi Yochanan is being mekel, and Rabbi Elazar is being machmin, saying no, even though we see a baby inside, but still we have to be afraid for another fetus inside this placenta. It's only mutter if this is tied up with that one. And v'hainu d'yom Rabbi Yirmiyah, that lechumru amar Rabbi Elazar, Elazar was machmir more than Rabbi Yochanan. Tomorrow says Tanya kavos to Rabbi Elazar, being a proof now for Rabbi Elazar, we have to be machmir. That if we have a fetus inside, and then the shuri comes out, we have to be afraid there's another one inside the fetus. What's the raya? Another fetus inside the placenta here, because he says hamapeles min behema chay v'yif. If an animal was mapil, I'm not sure this is the animal of Anisha. That's more on these. I think it's on an issue over there. We learned over there why that Hamapeles, if an issue was mapil, min behema, the baby looked like a behema, chay v'yoif, v'shul yin mohem, and the placenta came out with them. So this man, shikshur ben, if the placenta is tied on with these, and chayshin levladach, we're not afraid, maybe there's another vlad inside the placenta. But ain't a kshur ben, if this placenta is not tied up with them, then hereini matlo leh, chumra shnei v'lodois. We have to be machmir like Shnei Blood, as if to say that even though she's mapple these things, maybe there's something else, another fetus inside the placenta. You see, you have to go lechumra. Says Chutzrat Rabbi Elazar, that when they're not tied up, then we're afraid for another placenta, another fetus in the placenta. Tzimura says, no, it could be Ayin. Says, why? Shaniyam, because I say, Shemini Muach Shvir Shal Shilya, Shemini Muach Liyosai Shal Shvir. Rashi says, what chaymish dev lod is the chayshin shema hoye b'shul yizev lad goma, the keva. And therefore she has to have tumas like in the keva. Yeah. That's the chumra over there. And the Teret says, what? We say, shema ni muach shvish shul yizem, hu hoye vlad goma. Like maybe melted away the placenta of the second one. And therefore, maybe like the two of them there. So the kids, you see, talk like a blazer, that even though there's a fetus inside, and the shuri comes out, you have to be afraid from that shuri there's another vlad also there. It's possible to have two. Yes, versus Shaniya ben Shura Shen Kshuri, yeah. And he's also right to a blood, he's different whether it's tied up or not tied up. Yeah. Then it says the Mishnah Amabakara Shapilo at the Behema, it's the first time it's giving birth, and it's Mapil. So it says what? That the shuri that comes out, you can throw it to the dog, so much it has no kedusha on it. Yeah. Samura says, my time, what's the reason? On Ravika, Bred Ravami, Roy Vehem, the question is, if it's a Zohar in there, so it should have Tumas Bechor on it. So why could you throw it to the dogs? So it's on Ravika, Bred Ravami, Roy Vehemus, Yoldois, Dovra, Kodesh, Bechor. Roy the animals give birth, let's say, to a Zohar, that have Kedushas Bechor on it. But a Miat Vehemus, Dovra, Shena, Kodesh, Bechor, there are some Vehemus that give birth, the type of an animal that Bechlal has no Kedushas Bechor on it. Well, my Nidu, what is that? Nidmeh. That's if it looks like a different animal. That's called a Nidmeh.
Rashi says, Dovra Kosh Bechor means Imhoi Zachor. All the animals that give birth to a Zachor, it has Tushas Bechor. But there are some that, if it gives birth, some Zachorim give birth to a Nidme. Rashi says that's a Rochol, Sheyol de Min Eis, or Yei Sheyol de Doim of the Rochol, Inu Bechoris Le Kodesh. Let's say if a sheep gives birth to something, a goat. So out of a sheep comes a goat, it has no Kedushas Bechor. We dash not from Possum, no more Bechoris. Le Kodesh Tichsiv, Ach Bechor Shor, At Shehu Shor B'chorish Shor. That's be the mother and the baby, the same thing. But the mother is a goat and the other one's a lamb. That's no good. So even some behemoths, even though they give birth to a zachor, it has no kedushas b'chor on it. But rov zachorim have kedushas b'chor. But the Gemara says, but there's also though, to a b'chol ha-yoledis, a normal giving birth, is yodos machtos zachorim machtos mekevus. Half of them give birth to zachorim, half to mekevus. So it comes out that the total births is smoch mutal de nidmer lamachta nekevis. There are some of the schorim that are also part from the chor, and half of them are nekevis. If so, the hevelu schorim yuta comes out the schorim are mutai. That's why you don't have to be afraid for kedushas bechor. Yes, that's why in the Mishnah with the mevakeres here, you have a right to throw it to the dogs. You don't have to be afraid that they ask kedushas bechor, and you have a right to go basa roiv. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says about the Mekdoshim to cover, but if it's from a korban, then on a korban, then you have to bury it. My timer, Ruba Bamikdashu, because by the of a korban gives birth, so most of them have Kedusha on it. Maybe only a Nidba doesn't have Kedusha. Whether it's a Zohar, whether it's in a cave, it has Kedusha. See, Ruba, Rashi says, Bein Zohar, Bein Nekeva, Chutz Minidma. So therefore, Piroi, if it has Kedushas, whatever korban it was, so therefore you have to only bury it, you can't throw it to the dogs. Being covered, I say. So Abai of Rav Adi, the Gemara of Rabbi, will say that Kodav Yesh by Refua. Anything that we do because of a Refua heals you. You should know Ein by Mishum Daki Amari. Then you don't have to be afraid that the Goyim do that. Also, there should be such an Issa. Rashi says Yesh by Mishum Refua means Goyim Mashkir or Isam or Lachash Lech Shalamakia. If we take some medicine and put it on top of a wound, you don't have to be afraid Mishum Daki Amari. Yeah. And but Mas says Ein Bar Refuah is not something we do to heal ourselves. Then Yesh B'Mishum Darkei Amayri. Rashi Ein B'Mishum Refuah Kugoyin Shoyisim Shloi Alach. You don't do it for a sick person. Kugoyin like here burying the Shulya on the highway. These things you don't not doing for a sick person. Elamai we're afraid for Nichushdam for good luck for a Kishuf. That you have to be afraid about. That's also yeah. But in more Batani we learned Elon Shemasha Paraisav. You have a tree that all its fruits are falling off. So Yetzer is Sikra B'Sikra, make painted red, Veterna B'Avona, and put stones around it. So Vishle, Veterna B'Avona, put stones around it. Kihecha D'Nechush Chile, in order that D'Nechush Chile means take away strength. Like this, the